This is Butch
and Adrian.
3 and 20. You're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box. Gangsta.
Do you want to play a game? Scrabble, Monopoly, Candyland. It's Thinking Outside the Long Box.
We're talking about Saw X. It's a 2023 American horror film directed and edited by Kevin Grutter and written by Peter Goldfinger and Josh Stolberg. The film is the 10th installment in the Saw film series that serves as both a direct sequel to Saw 2004 and a prequel to Saw 2, starring Tobin Bell and Shawnee Smith, reprising their roles from the previous films with Sanovi Makati Lund, Stephen Brand, Renata Vaca, and Michael Beach. John Kramer travels to Mexico in hopes that an experimental procedure may cure him, only to later discover that the operation is a scam. As retribution, he kidnaps those responsible and subjects them to his trademark death traps.
Yeah. Not really death traps. They're like try-to-live traps.
That's what all the serial killers
very
say.
Very hard to do.
I gave them an opportunity to survive, officer. They just didn't.
That one I don't think is even... The first one in this movie, though, I don't think is possible.
The lady who cut her leg off?
I think you would pass the fuck out.
Ah, yeah. I don't know. Who knows? Because obviously you saw some of that in the first Saw, too, where you chopped his fucking pata off, too. But, I mean, you're cutting into...
A foot?
Your thigh.
A foot is crazy, and I think you would likely pass out, too.
But you have a lot of adrenaline, yeah. I think he did.
But a foot
point.
Is small, yeah. too. Like, you get through it. That was like 30 seconds. She's like...
But that saw, I think that fucking line thing they give her is supposed to help, but it is the strongest bone in your fucking body. I mean, I don't think it would have taken as quick as it did.
No.
But I think if you're trying to survive, you have so much adrenaline pumping that you probably, at some point, it just doesn't feel anymore.
Maybe. I don't know. I know you put me in that particular trap. I'm just enjoying my last few minutes on her. Like, nah, fuck you, man. I cut my own leg off. Bleed to death.
It was good. So, we talked about it a little bit before the last time we spoke, because we were just talking about Saw, the franchise. But I actually... And we'll talk about the first one later, but I'm a fan of this one a lot more, I think, than I was some of the other ones.
Overall, it's a good movie. I like it better than a lot of the other ones. I think they did way too much to play up that, like, he's a good guy. Like, they, like, put all they lean into that hard. Like, he's not really bad.
Is he not really bad? I mean, where do you define that, I guess?
They try to make you like his character a lot.
Sure.
Like you could tell, like, that's, like, the focus. It's like, no, he just has cancer, and he doesn't like that you fucking did bad things. So he's going to punish you now. It's like in the first one, he's just, like, you see that, like, well, okay, we'll talk about the first one later. I'll try to excommunicate that back. In this one, it's like he only punishes bad people. You could tell. Like, that's his thing.
Well, I think that's the... So, again, I know it's hard not to talk about the first one because they intertwine. The stories intertwine really well, or really easily. But that's his modus. Like, that's his MO. That's what he does.
It's his MO, but if you actually look at the first movie, there are, like, five or six people that get fucked with to punish the one guy.
I agree with you. Like, no, I agree,
like,
with you.
There's lots of innocent people... In the first movie, in this movie, like, if you just watch this movie without the reflection of that first movie, you would think, oh, this guy only fucks with you if you are like a fucking bastard,
right?
And that is not really the case. And yeah, I don't know. It was just like, it was very, but I mean, it was still good. Like, I felt like the part where they were doing all the cancer stuff was real slow.
Okay.
Yeah, but again, that's still whatever. It's a movie.
I think even the first one, and that's why when I said we should watch the Saw, because I don't think you'd watched it at that point. I did so because it was one. Yeah. It was still kind of Halloween-y season, but also it feels more like Saw 1 than all of the other films to me. And I don't know if that's because Tobin Bell is in it more.
Yeah.
But it feels way more like the original does than all of the other films. It just ended up being nothing but gore. I mean, gore in this film too, but Saw 2 through 9 is like nothing but exploding guts and shit.
Yeah. I agree that it's more in line with the heart of the original movie, and also, I think it's a better movie than just like after Saw 3. You know, Saw 3 is not that good. Saw 2, 3 in this movie are all like same-ish to me.
Right.
I like Saw Spiral. Besides that, I just don't think Chris Rock's a very good actor, but I still like the movie.
I like Spiral. It doesn't get talked about too much.
Yeah, but yeah, it's still pretty good. I think that it's kind of nuts that woman is like that evil.
I mean, you gotta be kind of a psychopath to be praying. If you're not at first, like if you do your first scam to just like get your first money.
Well, I think a lot of people scam helpless people and even like, and can like justify it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, because it's like, you know, whatever, they're gonna die anyway. Like, they were going to die, they're still going to die. They're going to die more poor. Like, I could see a lot of people being that level of fucked up.
Sure.
But the level of fucked up where you're like, I'm just going to murder this girl that used to work for me for no reason. Like, that's a murderer. Like, that's like very few people are that fucked up.
I just think that...
And, like, gleefully, too. She's just like, oh, yeah, I just watched her smash her hand and leg.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
I'm just going to step on the back of her throat.
So, for anybody who hasn't watched it, this plays out, again, more like the first one, because everybody is in... All of the people who scammed him out of this treatment, who made him think he could survive, they're all in one space.
Yeah.
And so they all get to watch each other go through, like, what the fuck is going on. And I think that's a lot like the first one too, but that's scary as fuck. You know, it's a
weird... Oh yeah. Knowing that like, the first one turned out to be the worst one, the first trap.
Yeah.
But seeing that happen in front of you and being like, ah, fuck, I'm next. Like, the fuck's gonna happen to me?
The brain one was pretty fucked up too. The dude had to reach into his own brains.
Yeah, but I do know that like your brain is there's no feeling in it. Like. Hey, I don't know why the motherfucker cut that big of a circle. Like, you don't got to follow the outlines, bro. That's what cost him. That's why I killed him in the end. He's like, I'll cut off all half of my head off.
But at some point, you don't know what you're picking out. Like,
no, I know.
At some point, your cognitive abilities probably go downhill.
That's when you start digging in. But, yeah, I mean, that is weird.
At that point, do you want to live? Like, you're pulling out. You could be the cause of you not being able to function anymore. I'd just, like you, I'd probably just be like, fuck it. Just kill me. I'm done.
How does he end up dying? I forgot.
He gets the mask on him.
Oh, yeah, and that one sucks, and then though.
It, like, lets all the blood out of his face. I think it pierces his face.
That one, too, seemed, like, a little weird, like, the way that they killed him. I don't know, it's very like
it seems rudimentary. That's again, I get the feelings from the first one that weren't as crisp, and I like that about this because it feels like he's still trying to figure out how he's gonna not kill or kill these innocent people, you know. And I feel like I see a lot of him becoming what he became in the lady. Like, that's him if he follows the trajectory he's on and he doesn't die. Like, she starts off, like I said, maybe you do one or two scams, you get your money, and then you just fall and fall and fall deeper in, and it just turns you fucking nuts. Like, and I feel like that's what he would end up doing.
It could. I just feel like there's a lot of people who actually do things like not to this degree, but I feel like that's relative. Like, once you're scamming people out of their money and they're gonna die, like, I think the feeling's probably the same. I feel like there's a lot of those people, and I don't think a lot of them are murderers.
No, you
like basically the head of like any, like the entire board of like any medical supply company is just as guilty as this lady. Actually, more so. Because of the masses of people that they fuck.
Who knows? It was made for $13 million, which seems rather fucking cheap for a Saw movie. I don't know what they go for these days.
You just need a room.
You just need a room and some steampunk shit.
Like, the waterboarding torture is not even that... I mean, it would suck, but if you just did it, you know, with the other person, that shit's going to run out eventually. Like,
you know what's crazy is his head was able to move.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I'm getting waterboarded and it's just coming at me like this and I can freely move my face.
I think the cloth is a big part of waterboarding,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because you feel like you're just here.
Yeah.
Like, you can't fucking move. I feel like if you just move your head, like, let it run into my ears and maybe it'll come into my mouth a little bit. I don't know. That felt weird to me.
Yeah, that didn't seem like a very good trap. But somehow he knew that that was going to be, he was going to get stuck in there, and then that was going to be how they got free, so he was ahead of the game.
He's a smart cookie.
He put his own torture not so bad.
So.
Just played it up for the game. But I mean, like I said, even if you were getting water, bro, it's like, you just, that one would suck, but it's not crazy. Like, and just back and forth, yeah. This shit will stop eventually.
Time it. All right, it's my turn.
Like, fuck. This tank can only be so bad, like so full of this shit.
So the crazy lady escapes.
The finger one's not bad either, actually.
The finger one?
Even though that's like the beginning, even though that's just a vision he has.
I don't remember that one.
The guy who gets his eyeball sucked out. It's like a vision. It's the very beginning.
Oh, shit, I don't remember that one.
The guy who's stealing from the dude in the hospital, and then he has the vision of like, it's like the whole front movie poster.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
I've broken two fingers that bad before, and it did hurt, but it wasn't, like, debilitating. Like, I was still, like, walking around and stuff. And they were, like, literally broken all the way back like that. But that was just a dial, too. I would just be like, fuck it, not getting my eyes sucked out. Like, here we go, five. Like,
keeping my eyeballs, bitch.
Yeah, like, that one I don't feel like is even a question. Like, there would be, like a two-second, like, oh, fucking really? Like, you're going to break my own finger? Like, when I twisted the first dial and it broke my finger, I'd be like, that sucks a lot. Eyeballs sucked
here
out.
Here we are, though.
Sucks worse. There just has to be, like, a sucks worse variable.
Yeah, of course. It's this or you die. I mean, the sucks works is you are not alive anymore.
That's where I think,
for the most part.
That's where I think the first ones were better. Because, like, there seemed like it's just fucked up. Like, looking around the room with the candle and getting burnt up. It's like, yeah, but there's a chance. You know, like, I'll find it, and, like, there's nothing that fucked up that's really happening. It just sucks. Same thing with the razor wire. Like, if I go slow or whatever, maybe I can get out.
You got 2 hours, I think, the razor wire was.
Three.
And you he panicked.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. And it's like, I get it. Like, I've never been in that fucking position before.
Yeah.
But I feel like with 2 or 3 hours, thank you, you have the time. You don't need to rush and bullhorn your way through fucking razor wire.
But I feel like his sucks to death ratio is off in this one. It's like you said, like, mentally retard myself for the rest of my life. Like, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Half a brain is gone. I'm drooling all over myself. I can't talk. Like, nah, I'm good.
Slowly saw my own leg off. Like, yeah. And then suck the bone marrow out of my thigh. And you got like 60.
I forgot all about that.
And you got like 60 seconds to do it. It's like, that's not going to happen. Like,
that's definitely not enough time. Because I get it. He's punishing them a little bit as well.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you've got to have some time to like fuck and freak out.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, that's,
gather yourself.
That's the part of the traps in this movie that felt very unreal. Like, or he was like, I don't want you to succeed
yeah,
either way.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, I don't buy the, like, I wouldn't even try. It's like 60 seconds. Like, if I had like a guillotine machine or something, then I might consider it. Just be like, I push this button, my leg goes clunk. I gotta suck out the bone marrows. But hand sawing it off, no.
So the main bad lady escapes. Her husband, her boyfriend,
I think she's probably going to die.
No, but she escapes the, like, initial part.
Yeah.
So her boyfriend, who he is also a scammer, tricks Tobin Bell's customer into thinking he wants his money back, blah, blah, blah. And so they escape up to the room, and they grab the money that Tobin Bell's character has stolen, Jigsaw. He stole from them. And
yeah.
That was kind of like the final, the lights came down. That was the final trap. Ha ha, he tricked you. And she kills her fucking boyfriend, and she's trapped in this room forever. So,
see, on that death, makes a little sense to me too, because it's like, if it's only one of us, we both suck.
Like, you wouldn't try to fit both of your heads through the hole?
It didn't look like you could.
Or take turns?
I would have been more suspicious than they were, especially with the bag. When she grabs the bag, like, it looks empty. She knows for a fact it was full of cash. It's like, I don't need an empty bag.
I think obviously she was nuts. She didn't love the dude. But I feel like if you're in that with a team member or somebody you know, you're like, all right, I'm going to stick my head out for a little bit. I'm going to come back in. You stick your head out. Like, we're going to take turns, and this gas is going to hopefully dissipate at some point.
I think good people would do that. Like, if it was me and you in there, I would give it a shot.
Because
if the other person in there gave me the look that he gave her, like, right away, I'd be like, this motherfucker's going to kill me.
The second or the third movie was all about teamwork, and they didn't realize that until the very end.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, again, we've never been in those situations, so I don't know how I would really react. But I feel like that's the part of me that'd be like, fuck, we need to chill the fuck out for a little bit. Let's think about what's going on. I'm not generally, I've never been in this position, but generally I'm not one to just freak the fuck out in those kinds of situations and just start acting irrational. But who knows? I might think differently, chained up to something with something coming at my neck.
I know that I'm smart enough that I would just let you win at first. Like, why am I going to fight you? Like, yeah, stick your head through.
Yeah. Kidneys. See what happens.
Kidneys. Yeah. See you later.
Yeah, leave your neck vulnerable.
Yeah, like, why fight? I work at a slaughterhouse. I've seen how this goes. You stick your head in the thing, and you die. Then the next one comes, it's me. There's nobody kill me. I'm all right.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah, and so ultimately the crazy fucking lady is left in the warehouse, and Amanda, Jigsaw, and the little kid all leave. The little kid happened to just be, I don't actually know if he was an innocent bystander or if he, like, because it almost felt like he knew at some point, like, this dude's fucking nuts, like, but he kind of helped him. I don't know, I didn't really understand the little kid's part, because he seemed very, like, put together once everything was done, and I know my kids are not like that. Especially in the throes of people dying and shit going wild.
Your kids didn't grow up in, like, the ghettos of Mexico.
it's true
That's probably not the first time he's seen some, well, to this degree it is, but it's like, I see fucked up shit every day. Yeah, dude, help me fix my bike, I can't let him die.
Oh shit, that's funny. But yeah, I mean, so $13 million, it made $81.6 million. I think that on a $15 million budget, like, damn near everything is going to be a success, right? It did make a ton of money.
Unless your name's Kevin Smith. No matter what budget he makes his films at, they seem to not make it back in the theaters.
But the good thing is he doesn't, you know, even when he puts them in the theaters, he does his concert kind of thing to make all of his money back.
So. Yeah, no, he always gets his money back, but it just seems like he can't strike gold in the theater.
It's been a while.
Has he ever?
I think his first one is probably the most. Even that wasn't theatrically successful.
I don't think any of his movies have been theatrically successful. Even when they put, like, Will Smith in one, it, like, did nothing.
But
it's so weird too, because I feel like he has so many fans. Just none of them will pay to see his movie.
They're lazy as fuck.
They're all like, we'll get it on VHS or DVD.
It was a 79% critic score, which is fucking really well for gore porn.
It's a good movie.
And 89% audience score. So it seems to be pretty well liked.
I honestly think I would like it more if it was a standalone movie. Because I don't really feel like it fit his character. Like I said, they just, like, to me, it was just like he's too good. Like, there's too much, like, you should like this guy going on in the film. Whereas the other film, it's like, you don't like him, but you understand him.
Right.
And like that part makes more sense to me, where it's like you get what he's doing, but it's like he's not a good guy. And in this movie, he's like he's a good guy. He's like he's like helping everybody. He's buying presents for people. Like it's like no, like fuck this dude. Like he is a serial killer.
But I wonder if he, because again, you only get him in the first like you in the first two. Like, as a main character, I think the first two movies, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to really see the behind his normal kind of life. You know what I mean? I feel like maybe he would be the guy who's, like, giving... Because that's his mantra, right?
He might be that type of guy, but it felt like you were pushing it too hard for me to, like, to make that decision.
Right.
For me. Like, that's what it felt like. It's like, you're trying to, like, be like, no, he's just misunderstood.
Just a misunderstood serial killer.
Yeah. He will kill you, but you gotta do something bad.
Unless you're in the first movie.
Yeah. Bad in the first movie is you thought about killing yourself one time, so fuck you.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I dug this movie. I get a lot of feelings from the first one. I'm probably mid-80s. I'd probably say 84, 85 for me.
I'm low 80s. It's a B. It's passable.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we're probably low to mid-80 average.
If there wasn't a, like, 40-minute scene of him being, like, this cancer patient, then I'd probably be higher than that. But I felt like it was a long... Like a really long scene.
It's longer than normal Saw movies. Like, because most of the Saw, you get the introspective shit in like quick 3 or 4 minute flashbacks. You don't normally get the long scenes of anything in those movies, except for people dying.
A too though, they don't go very secretively about kidnapping people.
Oh, what's in Mexico, bro? Everybody's used to.
No. Like I feel like just if you do that on average, like 1 in 5. One's probably getting away if that's your route of kidnapping.
Right.
Also, I've been cattle prodded before. It doesn't knock you unconscious. It hurts real bad. And you fall down. But you do not get unconscious. Well, at least I didn't.
I mean, again, as the story progresses, they usually have, like, you think that it's just one dude, one person, but it seems to be like a troop of fucking people with pig.
At some point,
somebody else might catch you.
That's true, but I feel like at some point, someone in one of those pig masks is just as likely to get randomly fucked up. Especially the one where he's like just in the animal hospital. I was like, that could have gone wrong in so many ways. He's just standing there.
So who knows? We gave it a low to mid 80. Go watch it in the theaters if you haven't yet. I believe it's still in the theaters.
Probably.
But. I enjoyed it. Like I said, if you enjoy the original movie, this is probably going to feel like the closest to it.
Yes.
But we'll see. It still has the torture porn that I know that everybody looks for when they're thinking about Saw. So go check it out.
Least favorite part of Saw's actually, but
is it?
I think
most people go for that shit.
I think so too, but I don't like realistic like torture-y shit. Like, to me, the Saw parts, the best ones are just all about the, like, the traps and shit like that, but, and the gore's not, like, usually crazy. It's usually quick. It's like, once you're gonna die, then you're, like, that part will be gory, but it'll be real fast.
Well, go check it out in the theaters. Until next time, I've been Juan.
I'm Doyle.
We'll catch you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with your hosts, Doyle and Juan. To catch all the latest from us, visit our website at totlb.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Outside Long Box, TikTok at TOTLB Podcast, and Thinking Outside the Long Box on Facebook and YouTube. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, post about it on social media, leave a rating and review, and consider a Patreon membership. Thanks for listening.